Should you top off your crepe myrtles? My answer to that is no, if you want a beautiful and healthy looking tree. Hi, I'm Zorn with greenseasons.us. I'd like to give you a little bit of background history as to why people down here started doing it. In the 60s and 70s, there were a group of northerners who came down who practiced chopping off the tops of trees, and it was known as pollarding. And while some species of trees do benefit from this practice, crepe myrtles are not one of those species. In the 90s, commercial mowing companies started to use this practice throughout crepe myrtles all over. And as soon as one homeowner saw that these professional companies were doing it, the rest of the homeowners followed suit. And before you knew it, all crepe myrtles were starting to be topped off. The issue with this is that as soon as you chop off one of the branches, in the springtime, a numerous amount of other branches start to form, and this causes deformities to the tree. These branches become weaker, they're susceptible to wind damage, disease, insects, and so that is why I recommend you do not top off your crepe myrtles. The better practice is to just dig up the crepe myrtle and move it to a different location where it can have the capacity to grow to its fullest without you having to alter it. Now, some people may ask, when is the best time to prune my crepe myrtle? The correct time to do that would be somewhere between the months of December and February because that's when the trees are dormant. As soon as March rolls over, the trees start to produce their foliage, and then it's too late. So between the months of December and February is when the sap stops moving. So that is the most opportune time to prune your crepe myrtles if you are going to be doing any sort of pruning. I'm Zorn with greenseasons.us. If you have any questions, give us a call at 888-353-1971.